Close to 90,000 people left Ireland in the year to April 2012, leading some to comment that we are experiencing near famine levels of emigration. It's estimated that some 200 emigrants per day are leaving these shores, and for those who made it home for Christmas, the past few days saw many of our emigrants return to their lives overseas. Well, Brian O'Connell spent time this week in both Shannon and Cork airports. We heard from Paddy O'Gorman on the programme yesterday about people leaving from Dublin Airport, and Brian talked in particular to the families who accompanied their departing loved ones to these airports, and he joins us now from Cork. Brian, you are probably too young to remember the last wave of emigration in the 1980s. Would I be right in thinking?
Yeah, well, hi, Miles. I grew up in County Clare, which was about 20 minutes from Shannon Airport. So I do have memories when I was about 8 or 9 years of age, which would have been the mid-1980s, of seeing relatives off at Shannon. I have one very strong memory of seeing an older man in a big thick jumper, I remember, walking away from whom I presumed was his daughter, hugging her mum, and his eyes, I remember, were red and he was staring at his shoes. And I think that image always stayed with me. And now, look, we know the current day immigration is different. I spent a lot of time with immigrants for a radio series I made last year, and many of them I met were delighted to be away. Others, of course, are resentful, but all remarked how it was so much easier and cheaper to remain connected to home now. And that the idea, I suppose, Miles, that they got on a plane and weren't seen for several years is pretty rare now.
Now, you spent time in two airports in recent days, Shannon and Cork. Did they seem as busy to you as, say, Dublin would have been? And were the types of scenes that we heard about on the show yesterday from Paddy, were they replayed in Shannon and Cork?
Well, I think Cork is definitely the busier airport. It's had about 65,000 passengers through it from December 21st to January the 1st. And mainly the people I met were getting flights to the UK and connecting from there to transatlantic. So the first family, Miles, were a mum and dad, probably in their 50s, early 60s. And they were saying goodbye to their daughter, who got on the elevator to go to the departures lounge. And both parents were stood there watching her ascend the stairs. And I could hear her saying thanks for everything to them as she left. So I had a chat with them and they were quite upset, as you would expect.
Did I see you saying goodbye to your daughter there?
Yes. Yeah. She's gone back after Christmas.
And where is she?
She's in Edinburgh, Scotland. She's there for 6 years.
Any sign of her coming home, do you think, or is that where her life is now, really?
That's where her life is now.
Does it get easier after 6 years saying goodbye? It's still as upsetting as it would have been at the start.
We have four away.
Have you?
We have two in America and one in Sydney.
I suppose at least with the girl who's gone to Edinburgh.
She's the nearest. Yeah.
If things were better in Ireland, would they stay here, or is it that they want to see a little bit of the world?
Well, when they had to go, they have their lives made now, so they won't come back.
So even if they were thinking themselves, we'll go for a year, they lay down roots and it's more difficult to return.
Yeah, that's what they did initially when they went, and they didn't come back. There's one 22 years gone, one 20 years, one 19 years, one 6 years.
And how many of them were home for Christmas?
Just her. We hope one will be home in the summer from America. No, just for Alda, herself and her husband and two kids. One of the kids we have never seen. She'll be 5. But hopefully we'll have that in the summer.
It's great that she still come to the airport to see her off.
It's important, yeah. We make use up to the last minute.
And so. I saw you were giving her a hug as well. Some Irishmen aren't great at doing that.
Well, you do miss him.
Well, listen, thanks very much. Okay. I know it can be quite upsetting, and I just kind of landed on you just as you were saying goodbye.
You're more than welcome.
And it probably never gets easier, I'd imagine, does it? No matter how many times you come to the airport.
Well, as you get older, it gets harder.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, you feel it more. You know, they scatter too much. It's not good. But when they settle there, there's a barrier gone up straight away.
And that's hard, because I suppose when they're saying to you, we're just going now for a year, we'll be back, you probably know from experience it doesn't always work out that way.
More than often than not, won't come back.
No, we don't see them, but you know what I mean? It's still, it's only hit and run, hit and miss.
Yeah, you know. And we've a great time with them.
But I suppose you're just getting used to having them home, and then they're
gone again. Yeah, but that's life.
That's life. Sad, though, to think that a five-year-old grandchild and they haven't seen the five-year-old grandchild. I suppose that's life. That's a common enough thread, isn't it? It's very hard to put a definite date on when sons and daughters leave and when they're going to be back. Life, as it happens, that life takes over, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that was something I noticed often and something that can make it very hard for families, I think, Miles, especially those with experience like the two parents we just heard from. I mean, they knew that once someone leaves, it's impossible to say when they will be back as they start to lay down roots. So I think where some people are leaving today for what Michael Noonan called lifestyle choices, no doubt, I think life's necessities such as relationships and career prospects tend to take over. And I mean, that family obviously have been particularly badly hit both by the last wave of generation and by a more recent one. And it seems every 30 years or so there is this immigration generation.
Now, the next person you met, Brian, is living in Dorset for a number of years. You met him in the cafe inside the airport terminal with both his parents seeing him off.
I did spend 6 months at home, and it's probably about 6 or 7 years ago. I found it quite hard settling back into to work back here. Yeah, it was quite difficult. Things have changed quite a bit, even in the time I'd been away, and obviously they've changed.
I suppose that's the thing, if you've been away for a certain length of time, even if you want to come home, it's just very difficult to kind of settle again in Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's constantly changing. Every time you come back home, there's something different. You know, people have changed, people's attitudes have changed.
What do you make of Ireland now?
I suppose you see a bit in the press there's a lot of doom and gloom, like, but, you know, people are still, you know, I mean, we had a great night out last night. Everybody was still quite happy, you know.
And it's your dad here beside you. So you've spent many a morning like this coming to the airport to see him off.
Yeah, it is his life and it is up to him to run it as he sees fit, I think, you know.
But it's great you still get up and see him off at the airport.
We do, yeah, we do, yeah. We make a point of doing that.
Or was it that he wasn't able to drive this morning after last night?
That might be a factor, all right, yeah.
I'm sure he was telling you they had a big night in the pub last night.
I'd say you hardly saw him, did you? You pity the parents, don't you, Miles? They wait a year to see the children, only for them to live kind of like vampires when they get back and barely see the light of day. Anyway, that lad I met, he doesn't look like he'll be returning anytime soon, and we'll hear why now.
No, not at the moment, I'll be honest. So, I'm quite happy where I am. I'm marrying a Dorset girl next year, so...
That's the end of that.
Yeah, that'll keep me quite settled. They'll probably say it's about time he's settling down anyway.
What age are you?
Let's say I'm heading towards 40. So, yeah, it's about time I put down some roots.
Is it that you're choosy, or you were having too much of a good time kind of having a dry run at it?
You could say all of the above. If that was an option on the tick box, it was probably that.
I suppose he thought he'd never marry, did he, or...?
Oh, no, we were sure he'd get married, but when was another question. He's the eldest, so he's last out. Last out of the clan.
And what about his wife-to-be? What do you make of her? I suppose you have to say she's lovely.
She's lovely, Becky. She's a really lovely girl.
Yeah, there were a few subtle, or not so subtle, hints dropped in the last year or so. So I had to take the plunge, as they say.
Sound enthusiastic about it.
Right, so, well, Brian, I hope you haven't put a curse on that one and that the wife-to-be isn't listening. Now, you said that he's put down roots in Dorset. At least it's only a short plane or a short boat trip away. What about other emigrants less fortunate in terms of distance and also legal status?
Well, I met one lady in Shannon, which, as we know, is an international hub. And I have to say, firstly, I thought it was very, very quiet in Shannon when I visited on the morning of the 28th. You'd hope, I suppose, things can improve there this year. But I met one girl who had been in the US for several years, and many of those years as an undocumented immigrant.
I was there for like 6 years before I could come back, and it was really difficult, especially like this time of year, Christmas. Very hard for my family. I'm an only child, so I found it very hard. But my family, fortunately, were able to come out to see me, so that was one good thing. Now I can see the benefits of being able to come back. I'm not missing out on anything anymore. Seeing your like little cousins and everyone growing up, it's great. It's great to be able to come back and not have the worry about not getting back to, you know, your job and your life and your work and everything.
And you're away a while now. Does it get easier leaving Shannon this morning or leaving County Clare?
This is easy this time because I know I can come back. But for people that can't, it's a horrible thing to have to do. But you have to do it, you know.
And you think you'll stay put there? Can you see yourself living back in Ireland someday?
God, it's hard to say. You have your life over there. You have your friends that became your family because, you know, through the years you couldn't go back. But it's great to be able to come home. I don't know if I could, in the situation the way it is here now, if I could live here, you know, with money situation and everything. You know, you don't really have those worries where I'm going right now, so that's the one big thing.
And what do you make of the current crop of Irish that have gone to America in the last few years?
It's not like it was before. People aren't going out there and making really big money anymore like they used to.
I suppose the first couple of years, especially the first year when you went undocumented, that must have been a tough departure.
Yeah, because you just didn't know when you were going to come back or when you were going to chance coming back. And it's not something that you like to even, you know, publicise or say, that, you know, you just go and you don't say anything because you don't want to be the undocumented. But I was for like quite a few years, and that was hard because you just didn't know when you were going to get home again.
Was that similar to the kind of reaction you got when you were in the US last year meeting immigrants there, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, I know of people in the US at the moment, Miles, who are undocumented, and like that, they've missed birthdays, births, weddings, funerals. You know, many of them are just hoping that none of their family gets seriously ill. And I guess really as the recession became prolonged here, they became more and more determined, the ones that I know, to remain wherever they are. And I think, you know, statistics show there are somewhere in the region of about 50,000 undocumented Irish in the US at the moment, which is a very significant number. And I think, like that lady said, people over there are not making perhaps the easy money that they might have in the past years, but they are earning a living, you know, which is more than that can be said for some who are here, you know.
Absolutely. Now back to Cork, and the last people you met in Cork Airport were saying goodbye to a long-time emigrant, possibly for the last time.
Yeah, I met a lovely couple who I first noticed because they were in their probably 70s and really well dressed. They were browsing in the bookshop and I wandered up to them for a chat. The man had just said goodbye to his brother, who is 90 years old, and he's been living in the UK for several decades, having immigrated from Cork, and they told me a little bit about him.
He's going to be 90 on the 9th of this month, a week.
And he was never tempted to move home at any stage, was he?
Well, no, he went over and he married, and that was it. I mean, he made his home then in England, you know, and he has come over several times. Well,
he came back and forth all of the years, and he likes coming home, but his legs aren't so good now, so it's a bit more difficult.
And have you children yourselves?
No.
My brother, who's just departed here now, he is...
He has three children in Australia, so, and only one left in England. Yeah. And he notices so much has gone.
In fact, one time.
What was that?
He's his daughter and son-in-law, home from Australia, brought them over here, and the son-in-law was driving from Rosslare to Cork, and as they approached Cork, he said, "I'll take over because you won't know the city." And he got lost. He got lost, having known the city with the changes, you know.
Do you think your brother will be back again?
I doubt it. I doubt it. No.
And was he aware of that, leaving, that this might have been his last time in Ireland?
No.
If he was, he didn't say.
Right, well, those are big things, really, to, I suppose, think about leaving the city of your birth for the last time, but also to get lost. in that city. It's a metaphor, isn't it, for the state of the expat still connected to the homeland. But, the homeland doesn't stay still. It's changing all the time.
Yeah, I have a friend, Miles, and she tells the story of her sister who's trying to make it as an actress in LA for many, many years, and she's living there with her partner who is from Dublin, and they hadn't come home a lot. And I suppose they were probably working as waiters, you know, the roles had dried up. And he had this vision of Ireland, which was romanticised from reading Behan and Kavanagh and all the rest. So his vision of Ireland when he left, even in the 1980s, had been bent out of shape a little bit. But anyway, when he did come back to Dublin about 3 or 4 years ago for the first time, he was almost knocked down by the Lewison. I think it was his white suit that he was wearing from LA that saved him. So that's kind of a metaphor, isn't it? That, you know, Dublin had changed so much and yet he had still held on to this pretty idealised version of it. But I can't imagine that happening to the next generation. You know, their umbilical cord to home is so digitally connected now, and there perhaps isn't the same need to reassert their Irishness as before. But still, you know, even with that, as we heard, it can be very, very difficult for families to say goodbye.
Indeed it can, Brian. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us and for visiting Cork Airport and Shannon Airport on behalf of the programme.